Hey, guys.
Why is it always hey, guys?
Hey, guys.
What was the what was the one really bad one we were making fun of?
I used
howdy doing. Or what the hell? It was something terrible. I'm going to have to go back.
I don't know.
Can you say who we are or why we're here?
That's irrelevant, isn't it?
At this point, you clicked on it. You know who we are.
This is the Casual Cowards of Gaming. This is episode 82.
82.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm Charles.
You're in the right place. I mean, I'm glad we explained because we have a new theme song.
Yeah. I mean, everyone would be confused. This isn't the right show.
People be like, am I listening to the right podcast? What's going on?
What's going on? It's New Year.
Yeah,
oh, I'm Ryan, by the way. Mixmaster Ryan.
Mixmaster Ryan and the Heezy.
I didn't make the song. Some guy named Gunnar Olsen did. But I took it from YouTube because he said I could.
So Gunnar Swedish. Olsen, thank you for the new theme song. New year, new theme song, new Chester.
New brand new Chester. You're the same. You.
Yeah, we had to take the old Chester to the shop, got him serviced.
I don't think I've ever seen this RoboCop shirt, though.
Never seen the RoboCop
That's looking
shirt?
Good. Yeah.
It's RoboCop.
It's RoboCop. Most definitely.
Does that make you Robo Chester?
No. What are you looking? Stop looking at your shirt and say something.
That's Alex Murphy as RoboCop.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I'm Chester.
Nailed it.
All right, so welcome back. Welcome back to a new year.
I got a finally. New mic stand that I'm fucking...
I know, you're struggling over there.
Yeah, I'm going to get it.
Why don't you just hold it in your hand?
If I just slouch in my chair... Yeah,
just hold the mic.
Fucking perfect.
10 minutes from now,
hold the mic speaking to it. That's what's all the ladies.
Like when we play games online, I snore.
Chester, somehow. Stop breathing out of your mouth.
What the fuck?
Him and Dirk both. I probably
when
do
I'm
too.
I'm real focused, apparently.
Is he turning into Darth Vader?
All right. Yeah. What are you doing? You just going to hold it? What are you...
Oh, man.
Oh,
it's the beginning of Chester's stand-up routine.
Yeah.
I'm Chester.
Well, actually, you know, you're sitting down. You kind of have a Cosby vibe going.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a chocolate cake for breakfast.
He did.
You see.
He did get us all these drinks.
The problem with MOBAs.
Good job. Okay. You're killing the sound here.
I'm good.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so right. Today's episode, what's it about? What are we talking about?
Well, first of all, it's the first episode of the new year.
Happy New
Year.
Well,
technically, it's not.
Well, I mean, episode 81 was recorded in 2016.
It was. Yes. It's posted the next day. The other day, 2 days later.
January 1st.
Well, that's when we do it, though. That would just happen to fall on that day.
That's what we do.
So this is the first official.
Yeah,
it's Ryan needs real one. At least 2 days to mix down the episode.
Well, because the next day is Hangover, mm-hmm. And then I'll do it the next day. Mm-hmm. That's just science. You can't argue with that.
That's the natural progression.
I'm getting old now. I can't wake up all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed 6 a.m. I'm going to go do some audio.
Yeah.
No.
It takes you 2 seconds.
God, I need eggs.
Click some fucking monsters.
Eggs.
Dude, eggs are the best thing for a hangover. They're so hard to eat, though.
Really? I agree.
Yeah.
I love eggs.
I've only had 2 hangovers ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Name them.
So once, after a birthday party that I threw at my house for my girlfriend, yeah, it was pretty bad. I woke up. I think it took me about a good 3 or 4 hours to shake it off.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
3 to 4 hours, huh?
Yeah.
Not bad.
24-hour hangovers.
Yeah,
man.
I wake up drunk sometimes and get a hangover at like 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I've done that. Done that.
Yeah. Although that's a pretty good story for another time. Like, that party was pretty amazing.
That was a... So, yeah, let's just get into that. What'd you do for New Year's, fellas? It's Chester. You're on my left. Just the way you go.
For New Year's, met up with my friend Huang down in Casa Grande.
Beautiful Casa Grande.
And his mother-in-law's kind of, they have a couple of acres out there. We drank a lot and shot off fireworks.
Nice.
Hung out around the fire.
Tight.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Just some chilling, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tight. Well, nice. What'd you do?
I went to the Fiesta Bowl.
That was on New Year's?
Yeah, New Year's Eve, bro.
Huh.
Yeah.
What'd you do after?
I went to the Yard House near the stadium and just drank a bunch.
Nice.
It was a lot.
A lot.
That's the one where they have all the different. Well, everyone has a bunch of different beers nowadays.
Yeah, they have a lot of beer. They try to get a lot of rare beers too.
What was the Fiesta Bowl at Tepe Diablo Stadium?
No, Glendale.
Oh shit, that's so far.
Yeah, actually, wasn't that bad.
Not that far for him.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, you live that north. Far.
Yeah,
but not bad. Not bad. Good time.
That's bad.
I got to make fun of a lot of fucking people from South Carolina because goddamn. Just walking dorks, man.
Country.
Fuck.
Walking dorks.
Like, dude.
Are we not? Know. What are we?
Oh, no, no. We're totally a class above that. Totally.
A cut above the
You
walking
wouldn't go
dorks.
To a football game dressed in a polo that you've tucked into your khakis that you have tucked into your fucking duck boots.
What?
Yeah.
Why the duck boots?
I don't fucking... Dude, it's weird.
It's waiters? Tucking going
so,
on.
Everything's tucked, bro.
Everything.
Tuck it all.
Everything's tucked.
Tuck khakis into your loafers.
Tucker came out and he tucked the shit, man.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Tuck their junk between their thighs.
Yeah. Dude, it's just weird. That's how they do things in the South, man. Like, when you go to a football game in the South, like, you have to get dressed up like you're going to a job interview and hunting at the same time.
Well, because you're probably going to go hunting afterwards, most likely.
Maybe hunting is the job interview. If you get something, you get the job.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right.
All
right. Right. Like,
if
really,
you can't peg this deer at 300 yards.
If you can't put food on the table, you can't have this fucking job.
If so, like, a lot of the really super high level executives, when they do that shit, their interview is like playing golf. So it's kind of, I guess it's kind of the same thing, but for fucking rednecks, for people from the South.
Right.
Makes sense now.
I get down with that. I can shoot a gun. And I have waiter. I have like
Ryan,
knee high rubber boots.
Can you take a life?
I could take a life.
Okay, well, there you go. You're hired.
All right. Yeah. Done.
I name it. Let's go. All right.
No and you,
gonna,
Ryan?
No one's going to say, Ryan, what'd you do for New
what
Year's?
What did you do, Ryan?
I drank everything.
Everything?
I browned out in the Uber. It's awesome.
Browned out.
Yeah. It's like where you black out but come to and black out and come to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It's like a rolling brownout.
Yeah, I just...
You remember bits and pieces.
I looked at my receipt. I drank about 10 32-ounce Coors Lights. Drank 3 or 4 beers before we went, and I had 2 shots.
So you had 320 ounces of Coors Light.
Yeah.
And how many shots?
2.
2 shots of?
It was those nasty-ass Jell-O shots.
Oh, those don't count as real shots?
That's half a shot each, so we'll count it as one. They just taste like vodka. They don't even taste like... They make them strong there.
Yeah.
Were you a princess?
Yeah, Priceless Primetime.
Princess Primetime?
Just shout out to Priceless Primetime in Chandler, Arizona. That place is a shithole. I love it.
That was we've been there. All right, yeah. I've been there.
It's not a bad place. It's kind of a shithole, but it's great. It smells like pee sometimes. But yeah, too far. Drink a lot.
Bars sometimes do.
Sometimes bars smell like pee.
Because like the only thing I'm good at really is drinking, and I feel like that's my night to shine. So I really I don't remember the countdown to midnight.
All right.
Nicole's like, you don't remember kissing? Like, I know. Did I kiss you? And I do remember at about 1 a.m., I was like, oh, shit. I'm forgetting things. I better call an Uber. Like, I'm starting to get coherent again. I'm like, I got to go. Nicole, we got to go. So I called the Uber, got the tab. I remember getting into the Uber, but I don't remember coming home.
All right.
I don't remember the ride home.
Okay.
And I don't remember going to bed.
It could be worse.
So yeah. It wasn't bad. I was, remember how earlier I was saying, you know, you wake up drunk and you're drunk until like 4 p.m.? Yeah, man. I was so fucking drunk.
That was me at work yesterday.
Yeah.
Right here on the air, huh?
Still drunk.
Snowing it out there.
Had my first one-on-one with my new supervisor. They're so laid back in my new place. They're just, I was just like, I'm hurting today.
As long as you're not stealing, we don't care.
Right? He's like, oh, I had too much fun, huh? Yeah.
Are you hurting? Are you snorting lines at your desk? No?
Yeah, we're cool.
You're good.
It is what it is.
I mean, if you're snorting lines, sure.
Right?
Invite me over.
Right?
Don't be a dick.
Right?
Well, I'm glad we all had a good New Year.
Good New Year.
Had a good time, good fun.
We did a backflip, double fingers in the air out of 2016.
It's over. Yeah. Can we all just stop bitching forever now? 2016 is the worst year ever because someone I liked died.
You think 2016 was bad? You just wait.
You just wait.
2017, I'm going to say, is going to be one more worse.
Yeah.
One more.
It's like the worst plus one.
Yeah.
All right.
Wouldn't it be crazy if it was fucking amazing?
Well, that would be amazing.
And then 2016 would look right. even worse by comparison. Be like, shit, everyone was right.
Right? Like, right. Like what? Unlimited free energy is discovered. Right.
Free Google fiber for everybody.
Is we done. Make first contact with aliens.
And they and don't kill us.
Right? And they're just like, kill us. You guys just want like food for everybody or something? Yeah. You got
free
it?
Food whatever. Energy.
Oh, what? No one dies anymore? Like,
right?
Oh, all our terrible. Favorite celebrities live forever?
We have to die. We have to die. Chester.
If we stop procreating, then we could. What if we just let no one died? It was just the same people forever.
There would be no more terrorism because who are they going to kill?
Right.
I mean, I guess they could do it for fun.
I mean, they'd kill themselves, but they wouldn't like be able to recruit more because people would be like, nah, man.
They couldn't kill themselves. You said nobody died.
This is limited stock, bro.
Of natural causes.
Oh, so you could still murder.
Yeah.
Well, sure. People could still get blowed up.
There would still be terrorists.
We're not talking about magic.
Yeah, there would always be terrorists. Because then they're like, we have a fucking finite number to work with.
So either we'd kill them all or they would just run out of humans to kill.
Right? All the suicide bombers, they'd run out. They wouldn't recruit anymore because there'd be nobody. There'd be no new, young, impressionable minds.
It's true.
So immortality is the answer to terrorism. I just discovered how to stop terrorism. Immortality.
All right. So if the good folks over at USC could get on that immortality thing, would appreciate it.
I'm pretty sure Queen Elizabeth is immortal.
She might be. She is.
I don't think she's ever going to die.
I think she's a human puppet. I think she's been dead for years.
Like,
so she's Paul McCartney.
She's like the Edgar suit. Someone's just inside of her. Give me sugar.
Can I be inside of her?
Oh, you. Oh, hey, yeah. Man.
She's been single for a while. It's been a minute.
Yeah, I know.
She's been single for a while. Longer than I've been alive, I think.
I mean, there are worse things you can say than saying you're like the queen's bounce back.
Hey,
just saying.
It took a while, but she bounced back.
Knock the dust off that pussy.
Now she'd be bouncing on this. This dick.
Oh, man.
You got an artificial hip, baby, because you're going to need one.
The royal consort.
Ugh. All right.
I just...
No?
Imagine it. Just party.
I am imagining it.
All right. So here's the deal. Like, if they said, all right, if you do this, like, technically you're next in line for the throne.
Oh, I'd fuck her.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Done.
What if, done. If they're like, if you bang the queen...
Yeah, you bang her, you have to get married to her.
What if I bang her to death?
Whatever, then you get what you want sooner.
Then I become the king.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that the plot to King Ralph?
I'd fuck my way, so. Fuck my way to the top, man.
Hell yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
I'd fucking do it.
I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Exactly.
All right. So if the queen's listening,
hey, just call.
I have a proposition for you.
Well, all right,
yo,
here's
yo, Liz.
Well, no, we got to play our odds right because she's old enough that they didn't really do black dudes back then. So I think I have the best bet because I'm like the exotic angle. You guys are totally full of role in the court.
So win for I got everybody. Nothing.
Dude, you could be ugly. Last. You could be the last king of Scotland.
Yeah, I can. I totally fucking can. I totally can.
You totally could be.
Done. Let's all make right. this happen.
Let's
make
fuck his eye up real quick.
Can I have a lazy eye?
Wait, you say lazy eye or laser eye?
Laser eye. Either way.
Because I want a fucking laser. Everybody wants that.
We'll fuck up your eye so it's lazy, and then you can have a Kano eye.
All right. I'm down with that.
Mm-hmm.
I could do the ball spin move, too.
No, you can't. No, that's is not that, physically
that
possible.
That technology's not here yet?
No.
God damn it.
I'm sorry.
So 2017's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a great year. Banging the queen.
I'm going to bang the queen. I'm going to turn into Kano.
And immortality for everybody.
Immortality, aliens, free energy.
Google fiber. Yeah, for everybody. Free.
What else? What else could go right in 2017?
Self-driving cars that don't suck.
Self-driving cars that don't suck.
And they're free for everybody.
My mouse might work.
Your mouse starts working?
What if this wireless mouse started working?
Best year ever.
That'd be so sweet.
That'd be fantastic. I'd be so happy.
That was a callback to a conversation you guys didn't hear. So fuck you,
but
listeners.
In case you were wondering.
Inside jokes.
The mouse doesn't work.
Ryan made my wireless mouse stop.
I didn't. I just unplugged it.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Use the trackpad. Right, that's what it's there for.
2017 is already off to a bad start.
It's worst year ever.
It's already off to
second worst year
because
ever.
Because my mouse stopped working.
Thanks, 2017.
Man, fuck 2017.
All right, I'm going to go backwards right now. And Charles, what have you been playing lately?
Oh, man. I bought Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Rise of the Tomb Raider?
Yeah.
What was the first thing you said?
I bought Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Oh, you bought it. Did you play it or did you just buy it?
No, I played it.
How is it?
It's really, really good. It's really good.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. You bought it too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you played it last year?
That was my second place game of the year for 2016.
Very nice. Okay. Very nice.
It's really good.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good story, good game mechanics, all of it.
Is it still like super intense? Because that first reboot of Tomb Raider was...
Oof, oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. It's pretty gangster.
Same vein. It's a direct sequel. It's good.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Like I said, I think there's more of a stealth element, which I really like.
Yeah. Yeah, they ratcheted that up a little bit.
Yeah.
But played that. Played some Rocket League. That'll come back up later.
Yeah.
Are you going to puke? Or?
Yeah, like bad Chinese food. It'll come back up.
That was really about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a great week.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Well, he hasn't been here. We
haven't been here for quite a while. So it's been a great month, however long it's been.
It's been a great eternity.
Yep. It's okay. Yeah. You're immortal now. It's fine.
It feels like an eternity since I've seen you, Charles.
I feel like I haven't been here since last year. Dad jokes.
They never get old. Hey, Chester, what you playing?
Path of Exile, nice. Which we didn't mention last time.
We didn't. Why did we not?
I don't know. That's a ton of fun. And my nephews finally have internet, so I was playing Titanfall 2 today with my nephew for the first time.
It's fun, right?
Is it as described?
It's pure a chaos? Fun game, but I mean, we were just playing, he and I, like it was a closed match. Uh-huh. We're just versus
each other?
Yeah. And he was kicking my ass at first, and then I started to actually learn how to play the game. And whooping his ass. And
it wasn't fun anymore for him.
This was such a priceless moment. Such a priceless moment at the end of a match.
Are beautiful.
I had killed him at the end of a match and I was teabagging the corpse.
As one does.
And this never leaves the room here, guys.
Okay.
My 11-year nephew says, "Are you teabagging me, Uncle Chester?" Oh, God.
Oh man!
I just said, "Oh God, I lost it." I thought that was the funny shit. I was like, "Yes, I am." Don't tell anybody.
I won't. I promise. Man. Okay, all right. It's just us. Just the three of us.
Just the three of us.
Jesus. Well, played into people from South Carolina.
That's right. Other than that, I mean, just I haven't finished Headlander yet. I haven't really played it. I've just been busy, you know, with drinking and work.
I mean, it's hard to do stuff when there's a big drinking holiday.
Right?
Because then you wake up and you're like, eh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just want to lay in bed and watch Always Sunny reruns.
Mm, yeah. Very nice. Very nice.
That's about it for me, though, Ryan. Yeah, you're looking at me like... You do this every time.
Because
like,
it gets quiet and like, you guys are done talking.
Are you guys going to ask me?
Just ask me.
No.
I don't want to just jump it. Well, you know what I've been doing? Because it's not that interesting. If I had something cool to say, I would jump in.
That's why we don't ask.
Man.
Obs.
All right. So this week.
What have you been playing?
Tomb Raider. My brother actually took over and he finished the game. Because I was, again, being a good host. Mm-hmm. I let him play. God, that game is fucking intense, man.
Yeah.
Just, oof.
Good series.
But it's short. Game. The first one seemed real short.
If you, like, don't go back and find all the shit, then yeah.
Maybe I should go back and do all
that. It was relatively short.
I'm one of those explorer people who has to just, like in fucking Assassin's Creed, get all the feathers and all the little pieces of
the feathers.
And all the pieces of the animus fragments, whatever. I'm one of those. Mm-hmm. So get all the pieces and stuff.
I'm the same way. I want it all.
Want it all. From the Rolexes to Lexus.
There's a, 7 out of 8. I found 7 out of 8 in this area. I have to have that 8 out of 8. I can't
What am I missing?
I can't leave an item undiscovered.
Yeah. Path of Exile. Brandon, if you haven't heard, what was he on? Mortal Kombat? And something else with us, Brandon Harris.
Diablo 2.
Diablo. So if you haven't heard those episodes, he was on those. He's a going to play Path of Exile with us, which is nice.
Nice.
That'll be fun.
We call him Bail Run Brandon.
Yeah.
Because he played the Diablo. He would go through Diablo 2 and fight Bail. He said he finished it. Like, he fight Bail like over 100 times.
Damn,
son. He was just grinding for rare drops.
Yeah.
Like that end game crap that I hate about World of Warcraft and other MMOs. Just going back and doing the same thing over and over again because there's a 2% chance you're going to get a really good item.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I already beat the game. What am I going to do with that really good item? I'm going to what? Beat the game again?
Go beat the game and get the other rare shit.
Rarer items.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah. No.
Stupid. Yeah. Those should be earlier drops so you feel special.
Exactly.
You know, like, oh, I beat the game. All right. Well, I'm not going to play this anymore. So good thing I got that thing. Dumb.
But we love you, Brandon.
But then there's this other thing.
I finally watched Rick and Morty. I know the internet's going to hate me for that, but I finally got around to watching it. Holy shit, that shit is hilarious. Don't you shut the fuck up.
Charles is not a fan.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck that.
It's fucking hilarious. You know what it reminds me of? It's kind of like Sunny. Like, that's why I like Sunny, because it's crude and they're terrible people. That's how it is. It's crude, mm-hmm. and Rick is just terrible.
That's kind of like us.
Yeah.
We're just crude, terrible people.
Yeah, maybe that's why I like it.
And I relate to that. Yeah.
So yeah,
plus, that you got the really time funny. Travel and the interdimensional travel, and I am a big fucking nerd for that shit.
Right. So it was really good. If you're on the fence, I was on the fence for like years, 2 years, 3 years, however long it's been out, 2 years?
Two and a half, 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, I've been on the fence because I always see clips on the internet. People are like, oh, this is Rick and Morty's funny. And I'm like, I don't get this.
I have dropped to Show Me What You Got on this podcast more than once, and you didn't get the reference.
Now I get
now
it.
Now you get the reference.
Well, good.
So happy.
Show me what you got.
Show me what you got.
Charles.
No.
Show me what you got.
No.
Not Let's doing hear it. That Sonic the Hedgehog rap.
It's never happening because I don't remember it.
It's
disappointing.
I didn't know that the whole time.
Tell us something that like that exists and or existed. And not give us a taste.
Just a little, just a taste. Just
I really don't remember. I bet he said Sonic some point in it, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah? You got to mention Sonic in it.
You mentioned Tails?
No, because fuck Tails. No one likes
him. What about Knuckles? Or was this pre-Knuckles?
Oh, no, it was
pre-Knuckles.
Everybody liked Knuckles.
My Knucka?
My Knuckles?
Nope.
Are we done?
There's not really any news. We didn't really find any news.
Thanks for coming by, folks. And oh.
yeah, not a whole lot of news in the news right now. Yeah.
News in the news?
Although, at some point, Nintendo has to be like, hey, this is when you can buy this new system.
Right? I think they're going to drop it probably closer to Christmas.
What? Nah. There's no way they can do that.
The Switch? You think they'll drop it sooner than
that?
Well,
they said it's coming in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Oh, do they? Aren't they doing that tour?
There's been way too much hype to wait until Christmas.
Yeah, and they
it's
just
Nintendo. They, don't
they also stopped selling
they,
everything
there's no
else.
Rationality when it comes to Nintendo.
They know you're going to buy it anyways. Well, most people
no,
are.
No, I'm not.
I still got the Wii.
I don't know. I've been considering it.
What's that?
I've been considering it.
Why? Reason. It's so stupid and gimmicky.
Well, it's not going to be for me. It'll be for my girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, stupid and gimmicky. But what it, girls yeah. love that shit.
What is she going to do with it?
She use it as her handheld system. Like, she has a DS and she hasn't played it in
it's,
a while.
It's like old. A handheld that plugs into your TV is yeah. essentially what it is. It's an it's a tablet with an HDMI output.
Pretty much.
I'm so disappointed.
I'm not excited for it.
Because I hated the Wii U. I hated the tablet concept. It was so fucking bulky mm-hmm. and just dumb.
In Japan, they eat that shit up.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Nintendo, they only... It's like they don't... think the rest of the world exists. They only consider what's popular in Japan and they make shit for that, and then they try to sell it in the rest of the world, and the rest of the world's like,
yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
My kid's a weeaboo. I'll get him one. like some 50-year-old middle-aged dad knows what a weeaboo is.
Right. Right. Oh, I
got it. Oh, he's got one of them pillows with a cartoon character on it.
Dude, that shit's
so
fucking
cringe.
It is really creepy.
So cringeworthy.
And he wears one of them tails around everywhere, so I guess he'll like the Wii or the Switch.
What the fuck is the point of that shit? I don't
what?
The tail?
The tail?
It lets people know you're ready to yiff, bro.
Yeah.
What?
Down to yiff. Oh, I finally know stuff that Charles doesn't
DTY?
Know. Jeez, that's when...
Down to yiff.
Down to yiff. That's when furries. That's what furries call furries banging.
Fuck each other? That's when furries.
Oh, yeah.
But they keep the fursuits on. They bang in the fursuits.
How do you fuck them? There's no dick hole in a fursuit, is there?
How do you know? You ever yiff, bro?
Valid point.
Come on and yiff with me. I had to explain that to some people at work, like last week.
Yiffy Kaye.
Like some middle-aged women.
Motherfuckers.
Going out on a yiff trip.
Yiffy Kaye, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Fuck. I'll allow it. I'll allow it. Very nice.
Give me a little clap there. Oh, dude. Giving only, me the clap.
Only if we're yiffing. All right, boys. Episode 82.
All right, let's get into the game talk. We're talking
the game
about
du jour.
Rocket League today.
Yeah, Rocket League. What do you think about Rocket League, Charles?
It's
amazing,
fuck this too.
Isn't it? It's great. It's the best game ever.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't go that far.
It was fun.
It's fun.
It's a strong statement.
It's fun. I don't know if we should dedicate a whole episode to it, but we're doing it.
Well, we're already halfway done.
We're already doing it.
So. Do what we want. It's our show.
It's a lot of fun.
All right.
All right. Thanks for coming
for episode 82.
And we're out.
82 is the year I was born. It's a good year.
It was a good year. Good vintage.
Yeah.
So this came out in July of 2015. It's only been out for a year and a half, and it's a huge phenomenon. Because Charles plays it all the time.
All the time.
This was made by Psyonix.
Game developer Psyonix.
Who made some really shitty games.
Who are best known for nothing else.
They're best known for their epic Whizzle.
Well, I don't even understand
Whizzle
that
came
was.
Out in 2009. Like some, it looked like the water level from Earthworm Jim, but you were Jigglypuff.
Yeah, very strange.
Yeah, it was. I don't understand that.
We had Arc Squadron. Of 2012.
And then
it's a
that,
mobile game.
Well, there was Arc Squadron, and that got ported to mobile. It was an actual game before it got
was
mobile.
That looked to me like a Star Fox game, but with better graphics.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
well, didn't
it
game
like.
Trailers say it was the best graphics, period?
I don't think that's a misquote.
That can't be right.
I'm not going to look up the actual quote because I don't care.
Their first two games, Proteus in 01 and Vampire Hunter: The Dark Prophecy in 04, were both canceled, which is good for them to keep going.
Well, to be fair, first
the
Prophecy
two
was dark.
It was dark. If my first two games got canceled, I would fucking quit.
Throw in the towel.
Yeah, it's not a good sign, man.
And then this dog shit Monster Madness game. It was a port for PS3 from the original Monster Madness that wasn't any good. It's like this top down hack and slash thing with really bad voice acting.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean the top down hack and slash, I mean, we're all Diablo fans.
Yeah.
Like, so that's not a bad
It was kind of it looked very like Gauntlet, I guess.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of at that
okay, the
60-degree
isometric.
Isometric.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Gauntlet's not a great game. I mean, it's kind of a classic, but... like
it's no Marble Madness.
N64.
It's no Marble Madness.
It's not, or Snake Rattle and Roll.
But then it's also zoomed in too far. So it was hard to see when the enemies were coming in.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... No,
so
that's
by the time
good.
They're running at you, you don't have any time to react. But the voice acting, you gotta look that shit
2008,
up.
We had Supersonic Acrobatic Rocket-Powered Battle Cars.
That's weird.
Which is totally not
very
in any way.
Actual fucking title.
The exact same thing.
It is the exact same game, but with a terrible fucking name.
Like, can you... That looks like one of those rip-off games that, like, they sell, like, for $5 a Circle K.
Like, I remember when that came out, because it came out for PS3 in 2008, and it was a downloadable title only. And I remember seeing that title, and I was like, this looks like bullshit.
Right?
Definitely not fucking playing.
They're just trying to get my $10.
Why would anyone want to play soccer with a car?
Well, you just don't even look at the description after
reading the title.
No,
you don't
even
look at
the
description.
You read
the title,
you're
like, fuck this.
Like, this is some generic bullshit.
Like, is that the description and someone forgot to put the title on? That's
like,
what
there is some really shitty downloadable
It's not even, like, you can't even make an acronym out of that.
You can't.
It's terrible.
It's catchy. Rolls right off the tongue.
If you're going to do a terrible long fucking title like that,
it's got to be
make it
acronym.
A fucking acronym.
Yeah, it's got
to
be.
Something. You could maybe rearrange that to be super.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't find anything to
Supersonic umbilical
You can spell crabs.
Powered.
No one wants crabs.
But then you still have a P left over.
Yeah, no. Let's,
P crabs.
Let's move on.
Play P crabs.
Making a fucking acrostic poem out of this shit.
Yeah.
It's a haiku. It's pretty much a haiku already.
And then their last game, Nosgoth was canceled. It was like a continuation of Legacy of Kain. And I'll say it right now, Internet, I don't give a fuck about Legacy of Kain.
The views of Ryan are Ryan's alone and do not represent
the casual
cowards.
I don't give a shit about Legacy of Kain either.
Bam.
Not going to lie. Were you a fan? Did you play it?
I mean, I remember the first game. It was all right. But
what was the first? It was Legacy of Kain.
Yeah.
Wasn't that like NES? Is that old?
No, Soul Reaver was PC. The second one.
That was the spin-off series.
Okay.
So
okay.
The series was successful enough to have its own spin-off series.
People it seemed unrelated to that me. Shit.
So it was related because the main character in the Soul Reaver series was a character that Kain from Legacy of Kain killed and made his own like little
just
minion.
A dude in a big scarf.
Yeah, really big scarf.
You are full of so much ridiculous information. It's fantastic.
He knows everything.
I don't need Wikipedia.
I am Wikipedia.
I am Wikipedia. I wouldn't be surprised if you like edited a Wikipedia article. Like if you're the owner of the Sonic article.
Charlopedia.
Never once.
Blackopedia. We'll call it Blackopedia.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, sorry. What, did you want to adjust your microphone?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Good.
I'm good.
It's on every system. Like seriously, look at this. Every
it's
system.
On everything.
PC, PS4, Xbone. The OS X, Linux, it's seriously fucking on everything.
It can't be that hard to port a game this
There's
simple.
No reason for not to own this game.
It's not a resource-heavy game at all.
Right.
It really isn't.
And I think it's fun as hell. I get tired of it quickly, but...
It's a great like drinking game. Like, if you're having a few beers and you're on there with your friends, you guys are on Skype or what's the new one we use?
Discord.
And you're just laughing, having a great time, getting shit-faced together because you can't be in the same room. Yeah, it's a lot of fun for that.
Because of a court order.
Because some of them have kids and you can't go over there.
Yeah, like in my case, you guys can't come visit me. I live behind a school. It's a bad situation for you guys.
Yeah,
I'm
not allowed. Yeah. Because of the whole teabagging thing.
Right.
There's that.
Which, I mean, apparently it got out of the room already. I don't know how that happened.
There was the incident.
boy, we are burning through your list here.
We really are. I don't know why I wanted to get into it so fast. Well, we'll talk about memories in a minute. Let's go through all the bullshit. You can pick it up for $20 on the Steams.
$20 on Steam?
If you have a PS4, chances are you probably got it for free at some point.
Yeah.
Because when it launched, it was a PS4 exclusive.
Was
and
it?
It was the PlayStation one of the PlayStation Plus games of the month.
Yeah, it was.
We should address, I mean, this is one of, if not the only, cross-platform games out there.
Yeah.
Where you can play, if you're on PlayStation, you can play with people who are on the Xbox or Windows or possibly Mac, I don't know.
I don't know if you can do Mac and Linux, but you can definitely do Windows, PlayStation, and the other one.
Xbox. I don't see why it would be a problem. I mean, you don't need different servers.
Because they don't want to, Microsoft doesn't want to allocate their server space for people to play games with other people on Sony platforms. And Sony
doesn't
want
to. Does Microsoft own the server?
Well, no. On some of the games, they do.
Yeah.
But, like, for this one, if they own it,
I'm talking about
then
this
who gives
game
a shit?
Specifically.
No, that's why it usually doesn't happen, but they totally own all the servers.
They own their own servers. Yeah. Makes sense to me. It's a big selling point, being able to play, especially with the console wars, like, who gives a shit which console you own? If it's a multiplayer game, why can't we all just get along?
Yeah. I mean, if you own a console, chances are it's because there are exclusives that you enjoy for that console.
Right.
Not because you're like, oh, it looks so much better. Like, they look the fucking same, bro. Get over it.
Right.
Because you like the feel of that controller in your hand. Or you like the way that I don't know. You like the menus on it better. I don't fucking know, but.
Yeah.
Or you like the online experience better. Like, let's be honest. Xbox is online experience.
Or if you're just a fanboy.
Or if you're just a fanboy. Like Charles over here.
Nah.
Well,
you just happen to have a PlayStation.
The only reason you own a PlayStation is because you wanted the new God of War.
I want God of War. Then it.
The only reason I have an Xbox is because someone offered me a used one for $100. I wouldn't even have a new gen console. I don't give a shit.
You have a computer.
Exactly. I have a fucking things. PC. There's no. It's generationless.
It's true. Unless someone has any, are there any exclusives that you're like super into?
Well, I mean, Red Dead is coming out, and that's going to be console only. So I'm glad I have an Xbox now. Mm-hmm. I would love to play God of War, but I'm not going to go buy a second console because I'd never use the one I've got.
True.
You know what I mean? True. You know what I mean?
But with this game, you don't have to fucking worry about it. You can play anyone, anywhere. Exactly. Why haven't we played together yet, Charles?
Because I play it like 2 a.m.
Hates this game.
Oh, God. Gross.
Yeah. Like, I play
2 hours before I wake up.
Yeah.
So that's about when I go to bed.
Yeah, my game is super late, dude.
So I should just get up early.
Yeah.
Yeah, just get up 2 hours early.
Just pull an all-nighter, bro.
I'll stay up a few hours later, and we'll get some Rocket League again.
You get like 2 seconds out of me.
And he'll be like, I hate this game.
Ugh.
So, as we said earlier, it's a sequel to Super Sonic Acrobatic Rocket-Powered Battle Cars. It's a mouthful. I didn't even know that this was a sequel. I thought this was its own original idea.
Yeah, they tried to hide that fact pretty well.
They did a good job of hiding it.
Yeah, because the other game flopped like a motherfucker.
But it's crazy that it's the exact same fucking game.
It is identical.
It's crazy.
It's amazing, because when... Like, I looked back, and they were like, oh, yeah, these are the makers of this game. I went back and watched footage of it, and then I was watching footage of Rocket League. Like, yo, this is the same shit. Mm-hmm. Did these motherfuckers really just make the same game? Like,
it's a sequel.
7 years later?
It's a sequel. Yeah, it's the same fucking game.
And it is. It really is. I'm happy for them. I'm glad it's successful.
I think the only real difference is, like, some of the courses on that. I'm just going to call it Rocket Cars. Battle Cars. Let's call it Battle Cars.
Like an old PBC.
I noticed one of the tracks had a huge hump in the middle of it. Like right in the center, there's this big old lump.
Really?
You have to get the ball over. Which is super fun because you hit it up and it goes boom and it flies a different way.
Maybe it's just so that you can hit the ramps more.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they didn't have the whole flying thing down in the other one.
It seems actually like when you hit your rocket boost in the air, mm-hmm. you actually flew further.
Further.
Yeah, that's what it looked like to me. Hmm. But I mean, everything was the same. You had the rocket boost. You could jump and tumble and do the what is it? When you're sideways, where you like roll barrel roll in the air.
You could do a barrel roll.
When you make a goal, it explodes and throws the cars backwards. You can use the boost to blow up other cars. The side walls were rounded where you could go up the wall. I mean, Jesus, boosts. It had boosts.
That's how you rocket. Feel.
Yeah. That was
that's
the
how you rock it.
That's the Ooh. Super. That's the it's right there. Rocket powered. It says it right in the name. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they, shit.
Fucking well, maybe they weren't just formally.
It's even a sequel. I'd say it's just a rebranding.
It's a reimagining of the original.
It's not a reimagining. It's the same imagining. It's rebranded.
It's a gritty reboot.
They changed the name.
You didn't hear the thoughtful like. Foreboding Hans Zimmer music in the background.
Yeah,
there you go.
They were gonna call it just shorten it down to Battle Cars or something for this installment.
Yeah,
and they wanted something that sounded more adult.
I'm glad
because Rocket League is more adult.
I mean,
totally.
It says League right in it.
The original name does not give you any idea that there's some kind of weird sports going on.
Right?
You think it sounds just like what was that? Twisted Metal. It sounds like something like that. Like you're, because when I saw that title, I asked you like, oh, what is it? The same game, but with weapons. Like you run around shooting at each other. Like no
weapons.
It's Rocket League. It's the same exact fucking game.
Yep.
Well, you would have no idea that you're playing soccer with rocket powered cars.
Not at all.
So you add the word league, and it's like, oh,
it's supposed to be some kind of sporting title.
There's a sporting.
They have leagues in soccer. Right?
That's what they have, right? Right.
I think right? In soccer.
Sure.
Yeah, hey, I know we have listeners in Ireland. I know for a fact.
Hockey.
Are we right? Is league a soccer thing?
Yeah, we're right.
Yeah, we're right.
Hit me up on Twitter. @ Casual Cards. Thanks. That's called building a brand, bro.
There you go.
# brands. So what is it that you guys like about this game?
Actually,
I think it's just kind of mindless fun.
Yeah.
Playing with randoms, I would be frustrated and bored. But playing with friends, it's fun, it's novel, it's fast paced. I'm not competitive. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think playing by myself would suck, because then I'd be like just frustrated because if I'm losing, I'm losing by myself. It's like, cool, I'm going to play something else. But playing with friends, if we're losing, it's like, damn, we suck together.
We all suck at this.
But it's fun because you're laughing about it.
Yeah, we were doing that one night. We were playing, I think it was me and Chester and randoms, I think. Yeah. And we were just like, oh, dude, we are so fucking bad. Because you hit that certain, that perfect point of drunk. Of like 4 or 5 beers, you're like, I'm so fucking good at Rocket League. And then like 7 or 8 beers, I'm so fucking terrible at Rocket League.
Tell us why you don't like it.
Fuck these controls.
What?
God, you don't like the controls?
Why not? No.
Like it, you don't feel like you're in control of anything, really.
I felt like I was in control.
Well, I'm playing on PC, and I feel fine with the controls.
I play on PC with an Xbox controller, and I feel fine.
It's too loose for me, man.
Too loose? Too hard, yeah. Too fast, too loose.
It's too loose, and the camera is terrible.
You can change it.
Yeah, even if you switch it to, like, the ball view or the free view.
Oh, the free view is terrible. The ball view is nice. Terrible. You don't like the ball view?
It's not even a free view. It's just that it faces the front, whichever direction your car is facing, it's front. I don't like that either.
Yeah, it's...
I would prefer an actual free view where you can control where the camera is looking. Because sometimes you're trying to play defense, and that doesn't mean going after the ball every fucking time.
You want to know who's coming over or something.
Yeah, you want to look around. You don't want to have to face your car in a different direction just so you can see what's coming from that direction, because then you can't see the other fucking direction.
Right.
Do I got 3 guys on my left? Like, do I need to scoot a little to the right here?
Right?
Like, I'll give them credit. Like, the way it's designed is really set up so that you have, like, that control chaos. Because nobody really has ultimate control over what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And I guess from a design standpoint, that's really good. That's great. It just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like not having a real semblance of saying, all right, this is what I'm doing.
I think a mini map would improve things greatly. That would be helpful. I wouldn't be as irritated that I can't see in a direction.
Yeah.
Or a free view. One or the other. Maybe both.
Whoa, take it easy. Maybe. Yeah. I think you're asking for a little bit too much here.
Would be a good change.
Yeah.
Because that way you would have, no matter what, even if you're not sure where you are, you at least know, all right, like I'm heading towards their goal.
Okay, the ball's in that direction. Exactly. I can see my... opponents are over here, my teammates over here doing I don't fucking know what.
I drive up the wall and I get confused. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You drive me up the fucking wall.
Ooh. When I come off the wall, I'm like, oh God, what direction am I going?
Playing with Dirk. Dirk is so frustrating because I feel like no matter what is happening, it's like he's aiming for my car. I'm like,
what are you doing?
I'm like ready to fucking, the ball's lined up, I'm about to score, and Dirk just comes out of nowhere and fucking just knocks me across the goddamn map. Like, dude, what are you even aiming for?
What is going on right now?
But you got to remember now, he's 2 hours later than us, so he's 2 hours drunker than us by the time he starts playing.
Absolutely.
Like that one night we were playing, and he seriously just like dropped out of the game and sent a text message, too drunk to fuck, and then he went to bed.
He didn't even remember it.
So the whole time we're playing, he's 2 hours drunker.
Oh, too drunk to fuck.
That's true.
That was fucking hilarious. Because he was getting, you could tell it was happening. Because we were playing and he was getting real quiet. Like, hey, you guys want to do another one? Yeah, I'll do another one. Right?
You sure, buddy?
Yeah. And we went back and then you go back into the lobby where you can select where you, if you want to play again or whatever, rematch. And fucking boom. Like, oh shit. Did his computer shut down? Nope. Just too drunk to fuck. That was fucking hilarious.
Oh, man. That's amazing. Too drunk to fuck.
I think maybe another... wondering if another reason you're not enjoying it is... are you playing by yourself with randoms?
Yeah.
Ugh. Gross.
That's not that bad.
I don't know, man. When you're playing with friends, it's... oh,
it's
hilarious because you're yelling at each other and blaming each other for shit that probably the other team did, but...
We're telling each other just funny... gay sounding thing.
Oh, that game sounds so gay. Every single
Line up, boys.
Oh, they keep ramming me from the back. Yeah. This guy's ramming me hard.
Wow.
Yeah. It gets real gay in there.
It's real gay.
It's fucking hilarious. We were crying. It's just it's a funny, goofy ass game.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Another thing that I really like about it, besides the fun and the cross-platform, is where is it at? That. There's no, you can't buy any boosts for it. You can buy a whole bunch of shit. You can buy all these cool skins for your car.
A bunch of stupid shit.
Different cars, the goofy ass antenna things. You an advantage. Yeah. There's no like, oh, you get to go faster or anything. There's none of that shit. Everyone's on a level playing field.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fucking awesome. And they're making a killing off of it. Yeah. Just all the goofy shit they sell.
I don't understand why people would pay real money for their car to look different.
Don't you have a DeLorean?
Yeah.
You can buy a new one now.
It was like $2.
So you don't understand?
I don't.
But I did it anyways.
I don't understand it.
But you don't understand why you did it?
I lost control. It's the fucking DeLorean, all right? I'm a huge fucking...
That's why, because they make something that speaks to somebody, and they're like... Because they got the Batmobile. I fucking love Batman, but I'm not going to buy one.
But they have like those... crates, the, like chests that you have to buy keys to open the chest that has a random item in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not paying my money for I don't know what.
I think there's actually an option you can turn the chest off.
I do pay for loot crates, so but those are actual physical items.
Those are physical. I got it. Uh-huh. Thanks for that, by the way. Look, I got this Terminator skull.
Sure, and they make great gifts.
Yeah.
We did the white elephant.
Got this crap, I don't want
white elephant Christmas gifting thing at work. And I just gave away some shitty Harry Potter socks.
You guys are just giving each other loot crate stuff that nobody wants.
Right? It's all just loot crate crap.
Like, you've been holding on to this since September, huh? All right, thanks.
I ended up with one of my coworkers brought in a bag with some toiletries in it. Like some Just for Men hair dye. A bar of Olay soap. Some
what the fuck?
Some marshmallow scented hand sanitizer. Like that's what I ended up with.
That sounds like something that they
the worst.
That like the Love Kitchen would give you or something. Like
right?
that Olay bar soap, man, my skin's never been so soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smooth. Oh, yeah. So on fleek.
It's like
so smooth.
I'm like a baby's foot.
Oh man. I learned a new word on trill? Fleek, by the way. I mean they start using it all the time. No, you're not trill, son. All right.
I don't know what trill means.
I think trill is
the
too
size. There,
I think
is real.
Trill is too real, right?
But no, it's a combination of true and real.
True and real, not too real. True and real.
I'm not trill, guys. Come on.
I mean, you're not keeping it true.
I'm pretty trill.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Not with that soft ass skin.
Well, I didn't say it was hard.
Jesus.
Oh, shit. Another thing that's great about this is they keep adding new modes, which is a lot of fun. So,
what about flip mode?
They did add the flip mode.
For real? Split stars in the game?
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're not getting into a conversation about the flip mode squad. After the show. winter 2015. So was that fucking a year and
about
a half
ago?
Right after the game came out, I guess they added a snow day, which is the hockey mode.
I like the hockey mode.
Which you love playing until you start immediately hating it. I love playing the hockey mode a lot actually, but I like the ball bouncing because I like the randomness of it because I'm terrible.
Mm-hmm.
With the, you got to be a little more controlled with the hockey mode because it doesn't just fly up in the air for no reason.
I am really good at controlling the puck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's all right.
This does make you guys sound gay.
So, oh, yeah. I will fucking guide that puck in.
Just guide it right in.
Just slowly but surely.
Hit the target every time.
Shots on goal, baby.
Slides right in.
Shots on goal.
And then what? In April last year, they added hoops.
Hoops is fun. I love hoops.
I like hoops, too. It is fun. The very first time we ever played it, I fucking hit that jump shot right off the bat and fucking scored like in the first 2 seconds that I ever played hoops.
It was your only goal ever, wasn't it?
And I've never been able to recreate that shot, and I've tried, but I was just like, I saved that replay. It's like, yeah! I love hoops. This is the best mode. I'm playing hoops forever.
It's fun because it's just 2-on-2 and it's real small. It's not like the huge, long ass. Mm-hmm. So the ball could bounce off the wall and already be on the other side by the time you turn around. You're like, oh, shit, it's over by my goal now. I better go.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of fun. It's just, it makes it feel a lot more like basketball. It's just back and forth real fast all the time.
Yeah.
Instead of like the soccer type mode where you have to make it all the way across the field. Yeah. They did a good job of making it feel more like basketball.
Soccer's kind of boring to watch too. So
yeah, because you got to go all the way across the field. Right?
There's not as much flopping in this though.
Flopping? Oh, we just fall down and I'm severely injured.
Slide tackle got me.
He hit me. Soccer players are the worst.
They are a bunch of pussies.
Apparently, Cristiano Ronaldo is here, guys.
I don't know who that is, but I'll fuck him up.
He's like the current Michael Jordan of soccer.
Michael Jordan of soccer?
Yeah.
So he plays with his tongue out, and he can make a shot from the free throw line.
And he may or may not have a gambling problem.
Oh.
All right.
So Andy's a huge asshole.
Well, yeah. Obviously.
Gaping.
Okay. So we're going into something else here.
Goatsy.
Goatsy.
Is that a new mode?
Goatsy. That's mode? Goatsy mode. Yeah. Oh. I don't want to go near it. I don't want to go near it. Just
destroy that goal, man.
Oh, God. It was wrecked when I got here. But I found it this way. All right. And then they added some, recently added the Rumble mode where there's some power-ups and stuff.
And some I haven't played that mode yet.
I think we tried it.
We did the tornado. Twice. Remember there was the tornado and the ice ball thing. We
hated it.
We hated it. It doesn't.
Oh, that sounds kind of cheesy.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
It was like, yeah.
Or you can do like spikes, and like the ball will stick to you, and you just drive into the goal.
Your car has spikes, so if you hit the ball, it just sticks to you, and you just carry
into the goal.
Well, you just literally drive into the goal.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then what? There was like the rubber band.
Oh, or you can something. Like it's like fucking like Scorpion. You can just pull it out of the air or something. I don't know. We only played it once. Yeah, it was too much. It was too much.
Yeah,
game's already chaotic.
Like I could see the real. Benefit of this game being that it's just so simple. Mm-hmm. Like adding all that extra stuff sounds
complicating
like
things.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
too much.
But I'm sure some people still love it. I mean, we found people to play with. Someone's playing it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Every time you play that mode, it's just always first time players. Let's just check it out. Oh.
It's terrible.
And just recently in December, they added what they're calling Starbase Arc. So there are now people making custom arenas on the PC. You can download
one of their other games.
Yeah. Right? Through the Steam Workshop, and then, oh, that's right, you're playing on PS4, sorry. Yeah. But yeah, custom arenas. That
you mean not playing on PS4?
I can't wait to see what people are coming up with, because just looking at the custom GTA tracks are pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can see that getting pretty weird.
Fuck, I am sorry. I'm sorry, everyone. I tried to hold it in.
It's been trying to hold it in.
You gotta go pee pee?
Yeah.
A little pee pee there?
Dancing over here.
Broke the seal, son.
Hammer dancing.
Right. If anyone has a track they want to recommend to me, because I want to try this out, let me know, because I want to get on there and download that shit.
For real, though.
Here's an interesting little factoid. It only costs $2 million to make, which really? In this day and age is fucking crazy. Like, you can't
dude.
Yeah, go pee, Chester.
You can't get, like, assets made for $2 million.
Right? All right, $2 million. What do you want to do? Oh, let's buy a bunch of cool furniture for our lobby.
Right?
Because they already built the fucking game once.
It's true. They did already. Well, did they build it on the Unreal Engine?
I think it was like 10, 15 bucks, maybe.
What? Originally? The game? 10 yeah. bucks, I think. Yeah. Yeah, I think it was 10 bucks. 20 bucks. I think I got it for 10 bucks because it was on sale. And you got it probably for free because you have a PlayStation.
Yeah,
I got it
for free, yeah.
But they're making a killing selling all the fucking goofy shit, all the hats and the different cars and all the stuff that comes with it. The people fucking love the people. Dude, the same people up, that collected hats are the same people that are buying all this stupid shit for their cars. But you don't like hats, bro?
Goddamn.
Goddamn hats.
Fucking hats.
Yeah, that's what started it all. All this shit.
And have you ever looked into like Counter-Strike gambling off of that shit?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man. That is a fucking deep, dark rabbit hole right there.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. Like, it's like, all right, so you bet on a game, right?
Okay.
You don't say, all right, cool, I'm betting, like, 50 bucks straight up. I'm going to bet 50 bucks in, like, those unlockable cases or hats.
Okay.
So then if I win, cool, you give me those hats. Then afterwards, I can go ahead and sell those hats to somebody else for the $50.
I don't understand who's buying digital hats.
I don't get it either. Why? Why is it happening? Like, what do you do with it?
What do you? Well, you obviously put it on your character.
The digital hat.
Yeah.
Market, bro. It's, you don't even know.
It's killer right
now. I was just telling him, man.
You don't even know.
Well, I guess they had the same problem with this, with the online gambling thing.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Like, I don't...
If you're going to gamble online, we'll play fucking poker with people in Malaysia or whatever.
Right?
But if you're not... What if you're not good at poker, but you're really good at Rocket League?
Dude, there's even... There are other ways you can bet. Like, you guys remember Salty Bet? Or no?
Mm-mm. No, man.
Oh, what is Salty Bet?
Oh, Salty Bet?
So, do you remember the...
I'm familiar with Salty Bet.
You remember...
been to Mugen? The ocean.
No?
What's what? That?
You remember Mugen?
No, man. You know way too much shit.
Yeah, I know a lot about shit.
Mugen?
So it's this. It's almost like a fighting game platform. So basically, you can take anything you want as far as art assets and make fighting game characters out of them.
Oh.
And it's basically okay. Like Marvel versus Capcom 2. Mm-hmm. So every character has insane special moves and everything else. Like the most powerful character that they have is a random Tom Hanks.
That's
like,
awesome.
Yeah, like you can make whatever you want in that game. So like Tom Hanks can fight like a random Shiba Inu or some shit. Like yeah. That.
Fuck.
And at one point they had it set up so that they would have CPU versus CPU fights in Mugen. And then you could actually bet on these CPU versus CPU fights.
This is sounding familiar.
Yeah, it was a thing that was pretty popular like 2-3 years ago. I don't know if it's still going, but yeah. There was a lot of money being made off of that.
I don't want to do this. Is it still going?
I don't know. We'll find out.
All right, we'll Google it after this.
We'll Google it.
Or do you have to get like on the deep web or something to find it?
Right. But dude, people were putting real money up on CPU versus CPU fights.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah. That's.
I would like to watch it and like vote on it, but not like actually right? Pay money.
Not put money in.
Holy like shit! Oh, I think Michael Cera's gonna win.
Yeah, you just saw the Mugen character screen, huh?
Oh my god!
Give me some of the characters.
There's too many. I can't. They're tiny.
Oh,
like there's literally unlimited.
Is characters. The Waffler on there? I will play if the Waffler is on there.
Probably.
I see a lot of girls in bikinis. Of Ninja course. Turtles
in bikinis.
Yeah, course,
obviously.
There's Optimus Prime. Dr. Doom.
But is there Optimus Primal?
It's a pretty dense list here, so maybe. I see Vegeta and Goku. There's Mega Man.
Yes, this is crazy. I can't believe this.
Like, this was originally made just so you could have Dragon Ball Z characters fight each other.
Yeah.
They're not going to give us the game we want, so we'll make the game we want.
Right?
We'll make the game we deserve.
Internet, man.
They're a bunch of creatives.
Internet going to internet.
Internet, man. Bunch of
fucking creative autists. I'm sorry, internet. I didn't mean that.
You said artists.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
Autists. I have a speech impediment.
Oh, no. You're from Louisiana.
They're autistic. Your accent. Artistic.
I can't say Oz, which is unfortunate because my name is Wyan.
So it's just Ian?
Ian. Wyan.
And we're digging the hole deeper.
Yeah, we are digging the hole deeper. Well, let's go check this thing out when we get out of here. Let's go look at what is it called again?
Mugen.
Mugen?
Mugen.
Yeah, I forgot what you're even talking about because now I want to know
it's
about
one of my favorite anime characters.
Mugen?
Obs.
It literally means infinity. It's Japanese for infinity.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty creative.
So the possibilities in this game
are infinite.
Are infinite.
Well, for the casual cowards of DSMR.
Sit back. I'm going to touch your face. I should start doing that. I could have 1,000,000 YouTube followers.
You could be paid.
So, I'm just, no, that happened. Just, I'm only going to put one finger in.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just let it know. It's okay.
Oh, it's okay. Crossroad of that and Insurgents.
No, your mom can't hear us. I'm gonna be rich.
Oh man.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'll be all money from pedos.
That's fine. I don't care. As long as I'm not really doing anything illegal, I don't care where the money comes from.
Fair enough. Oh, all right. Well, in that case, for Casual Cowards of Gaming, episode 82. I'm Charles.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
Have a great night, Internet. We'll talk to you later. We'll be right back.